of Officer report, we're going to do that on the front end, I assume? Okay.
We'll do that right now.
Mr. St. John.
Thank you.
Yep.
So one of the more satisfying components of my job is recognizing the exceptional work of our staff. And as you know, we have incredibly talented and dedicated staff working for you and on behalf of the citizens of the state to protect water quality. So I'm pleased today at board members' suggestion to give a certificate of appreciation to Storm Refiler. And I'll go ahead and read this appreciation and then present it to Stormer. So this certificate of appreciation to Storm Refiler is presented for your exceptional performance in the enforcement of state and federal water quality laws and regulations, your tireless dedication to the investigation of water quality violations, your determination to bring dischargers into compliance and seek civil penalties where appropriate, all with the goal of protecting and preserving the water quality of the North Coast, is exemplary. Your commitment and work ethic is laudable, and on behalf of the Regional Water Board, we thank you.
You are certainly welcome, sir, to say something. Especially given the fact that, by the way, that marijuana item came up, I think, at about, what, 6 o'clock or something like that at the end of that meeting? And I apologize. We should have taken that probably the day before, and I have a feeling there's more to come on this. So the microphone is yours.
And well, Stormer Filer from the Regional Water Board, and thank you for this award. I appreciate it. I don't really do my job for awards, though. I do my job because I think it needs to be done, but I do appreciate the recognition. Thank you all.
Thank you, Stormer.
Thanks, Stormer. So in the continued spirit of awards, in my written executive officer's report, I announced the launching of a new award. This is what I'm calling the Executive Officer's Water Quality Stewardship Award. And the purpose of this is to recognize exceptional work done by an individual or a group that is contributing to the preservation enhancement of surface and groundwater quality of our region. And as we know, there are many landowners and watershed groups as examples that are implementing very innovative programs for the protection of water quality. And so the purpose of this is to recognize that contributions. And so what I'm asking for is that staff or the public can nominate an individual or a group for this award and send a letter of nomination to me by the end of November of every calendar year. And then in consultation with the board, I will select a recipient and present that award at the first board meeting of the calendar year. So this is something that our office has done in the past. Kat Coleman had a similar award program, and I'm pleased to carry it forward. So there was some good dialogue there about our information item on the environmental impacts of marijuana growing operations, and I wanted to just describe a little bit about some of the actions that staff are taking to follow up with that panel discussion. We have completed a fact sheet, which I have included in your package this morning, and we've posted this fact sheet to our homepage, and it's a fact sheet addressing the threats to water quality and wildlife posed to from marijuana cultivation activities. It acknowledges that the regional board is not interested in entering into the debate regarding the legality of growing marijuana, but asserts our jurisdiction over just discharges of waste that could affect waters of the state, regardless of the activity. And then goes on to outline briefly the water quality impacts that we're seeing, and then identifies existing permits that are necessary and appropriate to be obtained for site development activities. And these are permits that need to be obtained regardless of the activity in order to protect water quality laws and regulations. In addition, the fact sheet acknowledges that we're continuing to consider, as John Corbett alluded to, developing a regulatory program as part of our agricultural lands discharge program, specifically for medical marijuana. So putting this fact sheet out is just one step in terms of outreach and education and elevating the focus on the topic. Mr. Corbett, do you have a question?
I just had a concern on the indition. The Regional Water Quality Control Board staff is developing a category for medicinal marijuana. I am not necessarily signed on that. And if you get acquainted with the marijuana enforcement at all, it's impossible to find a grower who does not claim the medical marijuana exemption. And second of all, it gets us into looking at the legality or non-legality of grows, and I think we're better off sticking to the water quality side. So I just wanted to say for myself, I do not necessarily support this and think it could lead us astray and cause us problems on coming up with an effective program.
Well, we certainly agree that it deserves further discussion, and I know our staff counsel, Samantha Olson, has been speaking with
And I can
that.
Go into the problems, but all you got to do is call up a DA, and it's standard defense attorney response will be medical marijuana, and then they'll claim that they're a collective, and then they'll claim they're doing it on behalf of 100 people. Then you multiply that times the number plants, and then you're up to $1,000, $2,000 plant grows. I'm just not sure that's where we want to go.
Sure.
I think we want to go. Are you bulldozing stuff into a stream? Are you discharging diesel? Are you doing other things that are damaging water quality and not care whether they're under a perfectly legal program or illegal program? But that's just my view.
So as it was this, it's one option that we were identifying, and certainly wasn't saying it's a recommendation at this point. And as I mentioned, staff counsel is preparing the legal memo that you have requested on the topic. In addition, we have been working with a couple of groups to put together a proposal to request cleanup and abatement account funds from the Division of Financial Assistance at the State Board. This would be for monitoring as well as education and outreach efforts associated to help curtail the impacts from marijuana grow operations. So we're continuing to look at it from an outreach and education standpoint, continuing to work on the environmental crimes task forces to enforce on these issues, and then considering the options for permitting and addressing it from a regulatory standpoint. They're moving on, have an article in the written report regarding chemicals of emerging concern, and I wanted to elaborate a little bit on that written article. So staff have developed an internal working group to evaluate the current status of the science and related to chemicals of emerging concern, and assess our some options for how we as a region might address it as we move forward. So part of our research, we've been looking, reviewing research that's been done by the Southern California Coastal Water Research Project, SCWRP, who in cooperation with the state board has conducted a number of studies on the topic. And one of those was done recently and resulted in some amendments to the State Water Board's recycled water policy, which added requirements for monitoring for CECs based primarily on risks to human health. The way that the executive officer's report article was written made it sound like only monitoring for public health related concerns was the recommendation, whereas in fact there's nothing that bars the regional boards from requiring monitoring of CECs to look at the effects to on aquatic life as well as impacts to human health. So we've been corresponding with our colleagues at Region 2, and our board liaison, Steve Moore, mentioned that the San Francisco Bay Regional Board has a regional monitoring program, which conducts monitoring for chemicals of emerging concern. And so moving forward, we at Region 1 are looking at our options to ways that we could join with that regional monitoring program or develop our own regional monitoring program. In addition, the State Board's Surface Water Ambient Monitoring Program is just received a grant to develop a regional statewide surface water monitoring program for CECs. And so our staff will be working in the development of that monitoring plan to make recommendations for the types of parameters that should be monitored, as well as the locations, so that we incorporate some locations within the North Coast region. So kind of that's where we're at this point. We wanted to open it up to your questions or suggestions as we move forward on this topic.
Thank you. Any comments or questions?
Mr. Chair,
Mr.
As you know, Mr. St. John, I was the one that asked the CEC question. As we move forward into monitoring, Region 2 is almost exclusively urban. There are some rural areas, but Region 1 has a large rural component to it. Could I ask that some of that monitoring be done on systems that are on-site systems to determine if there's a big distinction between what's going into groundwater from septic systems as opposed to effluent from sewer systems?
So, yes. So we will be making recommendations to the swamp monitoring effort. And in addition, we'll be considering, you know, the possibility of initiating our own monitoring and to look at that question.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's move on to public forum.